in his statement today after his place got raided. He's complaining about it. He had, I'd say, two strong years where he could have done some major damage to the Clinton cartel. He didn't do it. He didn't do anything to the Clinton Foundation. They owe upwards of $2.5 billion with a B in taxes they have evaded. He didn't do anything to collect them. He didn't do anything to shut down the Clinton Foundation. He didn't do anything to press the prosecution of Hillary, lock her up, like he said, at all of his rallies. But this is what he said the day he was inaugurated. You probably never heard this, and you probably never saw this. Let's go to the videotape.
Thank you very much, Mitch, and Paul, and our great vice president. I don't think anybody wants to hear me speak anymore today, right? So we'll cut it short. But we have so many of our cabinet members here. I see my generals. Those generals are going to keep us so safe. They're going to have a lot of problems the other side. They're going to look at a couple of them. These are central casting. If I'm doing a movie, I pick you, General. General Mattis, who's doing really well. Even Chuck likes General Mattis, right? And General Kelly. And we had a very interesting talk. Kiddingly, he thinks we're doing great at the cabinet level, but we're going to do just fine. But, you know, I'll tell you, there is something that I wanted to say, because I was very honored, very, very honored, when I heard that President Bill Clinton and Secretary Hillary Clinton was coming today. And I think it's appropriate to say, and I'd like you to stand up. And honestly, there's nothing more I can say, because I have a lot of respect for those two people. So thank you all for being here. And we're going to have four great years, hopefully, of peace and prosperity. We'll be working very, very hard. Our cabinet's lined up and ready. I know eventually Chuck's going to approve them, I'm sure. I really believe that. And we're all dealing together. We all want the same thing. We're all good people. Whether you're a Republican or Democrat, doesn't make any difference.
So I don't quite get it. He wanted to lock her up, but then he has a lot of respect for her and told a room of the most influential people in the United States to stand up and give them a standing ovation. That was his inauguration. And then proceeded, basically, to show them nothing but respect, nothing but courtesy during his presidency. You don't think this is all protection racket? They're all in this together? Certainly they are. And it's your job not to get distracted by the insanity. Now, you may disagree with me. That's fine. You might think this guy's out of his mind. What he says can't be right. Okay. Take this away, though. Take this away. What is any of this? I've said this about FBI and Durham and all this nonsense for years about FBI guys going to prison. You guys don't think I tell you everything I know, do you? I can't do it. There's certain things I know that I've agreed not to divulge from sources to keep them safe, but that doesn't mean I don't know it. I honor my sources, man, and I protect them. And some stuff will come out. There's only a handful of people that will know these things. That doesn't mean I can't make decisions and statements. I'm making it based on intel that I have, obviously, that I have not shared because I can't. You think Trump's going to jail? Wouldn't he burn the whole fucking city down if he was going to jail? Has he done that? He didn't do it on his way out the office. I said, for like 21 days straight on Twitter, hey, there's 19 days left. Trump, if you're going to fucking, you know, drain the swamp, this is the time to do it and rat all these bastards out. They never had your back. Nothing. Next day, hey, there's 18 days left for you to drain the swamp. 17 days, 60, all the way down to day one when Biden was inaugurated. He never said a goddamn disparaging word about any of these people. Folks, it's all play. I want you to think about that. And even if it's not, and I'm wrong, how the fuck does this benefit you? If he were to go down the tubes or he gets arrested or whatever, what does that have to do with your life? I say so many times, avoid the hive mind and the useful idiots. And the useful idiots will be played on this, right? They're going to lock you down again. They're going to lock you down again. Whatever they have planned, maybe I'm wrong. They got something planned for you and for me and for all of us again in September. And they just approved an army of lunatics to come do everything short of rummaging through your couches and chairs for fucking pocket change, the IRS. You forgot it, what took you less than 24 hours to forget about probably one of the biggest, potentially one of the biggest threats of your lifetime. These fucking criminals are going to come stealing money, begging for money, saying you owe money, putting the onus on you to litigate, putting the onus on you to put up with audits, etc. And at the end of the day, what? They're still going to say you owe them, and then you're going to be battling these people. While fucking corporations, the Clintons, etc., everybody in the protection racket, gets to bilk you and I out of billions with B, billions, and walk away unscathed. And you still think that this whole thing isn't a setup? Come on, man. Be smarter than that. My advice is to stick to the more pressing matters at hand, not the sideshow. And we have many, many pressing matters. I tell you, the grifters are energized, though. They're all going to come out and talk about all the injustices and this, that, and the other thing. I've been talking about the FBI and the Justice Department being corrupt. Fuck, I wrote a book on it. I talked about what happened with my family, and they raided me twice. Guns pointed at my kids and my wife. A lot of guns. Not once, but twice. This is how it goes. This is old news. It's old news. The difference is I'm a have-not. Trump is a have. And you have to think that he's in on a lot of this stuff. I mean, look what fucking happened. He gave you masks. He gave you lockdowns, and he gave you the jabs. Now, that might piss you off for me to point that out. I didn't make it up, and I didn't do those things. He did. He did. So would you put it past the guy to be playing a role? Did you ever watch him on television? Did you ever watch The Apprentice? Maybe it's time for you not to act like an apprentice, but you should start acting like the master and understanding how this thing is played. And even if I'm wrong, you do yourself a great service to yourself and your family if you figure out a way to avoid lockdowns and you figure out a way to avoid or hit out of the park every curveball these criminals plan on throwing at you for the next 3, 4, 5 months and beyond. That's how I feel about it. Aren't you glad you asked? You know, this is interesting timing of this. It's fantastic, really, in a way. He put it up today. Dustin Gold, the Dustin Gold Standard, his podcast. And, of course, he's on Pain.TV and the Pain.TV app as well. A new member that we brought in. A rising star, so to speak. And he's been in Poland for a while, so he's compiling data and compiling reports in Poland. When he gets home, he's going to put them together in long form for his podcast and also for his ad-free podcast on Pain.TV and the Pain.TV app. So now, if you're not on Pain.TV and the Pain.TV app, you're not going to see the video, so let me set it up for you. He's in a mountainesque area of Poland, and he's reporting today. And I want you to listen to the end, relax. Because when I first started listening to it, I said, what is he talking about? This has some reverberations as far as lessons today from what we're watching. And he posted this earlier today before all the chaos broke out about Trump. Let's go to the videotape. And it really is a masterclass. And some of the dopes I'm reading online. Enraged that the FBI and the Justice Department are corrupt. Where the fuck were they for the last 6 years when I was rocking and rolling? Oh, and by the way, we were pumping story after story after story out on True Pundit about the corrupt FBI and the corrupt Justice Department. And now one of these fucking cement heads had the balls to share any of our stuff. It was real grassroots. It was organic. It was real fucking hardworking Americans who shared our stuff. Despite these fucking paid influencers and pieces of shit who tried to keep a lid on it and tried to keep us down and tried to protect the FBI and the Justice Department because they couldn't profit from our message. Many of them did rip us off and profit a little bit, but they couldn't share the information and they wouldn't share the information because their overlords wouldn't allow them to do it. And these are supposed to be people that we can turn to for the truth. Get the fuck out of here. Anyhow, let's go to Dustin Gold. This is a fantastic video.
Folks, this is Dustin Gold with the Dustin Gold Standard. We've been actually out here hiking this mountainous terrain for 2 days and got down here. We did not believe it and we wanted to see it. This is the Ukrainian refugee camp. And so these people really have had to flee. Because over the mountain here, over the peak, that's where Putin is actually firing these missiles down into, I don't know if you can see the village over there. And I'm look, this haze up on the top of the mountains is actually a smoke from all the nuclear bombs that he's shooting over. We can see them actually. I don't know if you just saw that one in the background. And over here is all the soot and stuff. So you can see that in the back, all the soot and the waste, and the refugees are down in here, and they're feeding them an authentic Polish cheese for this area in Zakopane, which is, it's a sheep cheese. Mainly the tourists eat it, but they're feeding it to the Ukrainians, and down there is the village, Ukraine village, that they're actually bombing over there. And so they fled into this area, and the local villagers are here helping them. As you can see, there's a sheep pasture down there. That's normally for tourists, but they use that for the milk also. And I mean, it's heartbreaking to see what's happening. I mean, right over the mountain peak, you know, Putin and Russia are, I mean, waging war against these poor people. And that, folks, is fake news and how it works. No, I'm here with my wife. We just hiked about 6 miles and went to this mountain peak. And we're coming back down. This is like a meadow where people hang out and they eat. And those are sheep down there. It's a lot of fun. But that's fake news. That's how it works. You watch videos, people do voiceovers. And, you know, we're dumb and we believe what we hear. So just be careful of that stuff. I've seen Ukrainians here. And I'll get into that on a later show. This is Dustin Gold with the Dustin Gold Standard. Signing off for Pain.TV.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying.
Fucking Dustin with the home run. He's just out for a walk with his wife. In a master class in fake news. I'm watching it play out in real life. You know what? I mean, look, they just raised your fucking taxes a day ago. I just discovered the depth of miseducation of America. There was this guy, Robert Mars, and he had quite a career during the American Revolution, including hiring Thomas Paine to help unite the colonies. But basically, he used the power of economic freedom to win the war, while the slave power barked at his heels and the British Empire banged on the door. The book I'm talking about proves that America wasn't founded on slavery, but on economic freedom. The New York Times might not like that, but this book, Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution, has over 2,000 endnotes to prove it. Now we can learn how Mars championed free markets in the face of shortages. When hyperinflation hit, Mars supported a silver-based currency. He ran an international spy network, and he smuggled tea and weapons. He set the course of America's foreign relations in a way that lasted 70 years. He ran the Continental Navy, and he had an interest in 250 privateer vessels. And he didn't just take his winnings home. One year, he personally put up more for the war than all the states combined. He coordinated the French fleet and Washington's arrival at Yorktown. He got rid of religious test laws and signed all three founding documents. Later, he lost his fortune with bad real estate investments. When his political opposites, the slave power, won the election of 1800, they focused on their futures, not his past successes. Instead, if they mentioned him at all, they cast him as a bankrupt. Read all about this and more in Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution. It's available online, your favorite online bookstores. Also, for listeners of the Thomas Paine podcast, you can go to Paine.tv/Morris directly for a link for the book. That's Paine.tv/Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. During a recession, it's unheard of. They don't even want you to recover. If they haven't killed you with a needle, they got other plans for you, folks. We got to get out of this place. It's very easy to get out of this place. Retool. Readjust. Reassess. Approach things differently. You can't solve this fucking corrupt situation. You need to drill down, shrink your world, make moves for your crew and yourself. Around, above, under, beyond, sidestep the hive mind and these criminals. And they're not expecting it because they think you're just a sheep and you're going to follow the herd. Don't be a sheep. Don't follow the herd. It'll lead you to slaughter. Now, for you naysayers out there, I can read your mind. That's what you do when you develop schemes for the government. You think of all contingencies. You think of all naysayers and how you're going to placate them and how you're going to get around them, how you're going to trick them. There's no parlor tricks here. There's no sleight of hand needed. When I talk about them being one party in D.C., the destruction party, to make sure the GOP gets fucking hammered. When you look at the latest tax hike that just, your taxes just went up, whether you realize it or not, that's giving the country potentially 87,000 new IRS agents. That passed because of a tiebreaker in the Senate. Kamala Harris broke the tie. Vice President breaks ties in the Senate. 50-50, she broke the tie. Well, it was tied, Payne. What do you expect? Oh, I don't know, in my brain, I come up with these fucking things quickly to think of. And that's why we don't do anything scripted. It's all on the fly. There were two Senate seats up in 2020. In Georgia, where Trump and his wing fools told people don't vote, it's rigged. Don't vote. It's all rigged. The Secretary of State, it's all rigged. Georgia's rigged. Rig it. It's still going on. There's a grand jury now investigating this nonsense that went on. The GOP lost both seats in Georgia. If the GOP had won one of those seats, yesterday's vote crumbles. You see? Biden's agenda would be stopped in its tracks. Who the fuck would tell people not to vote? In a position like that. I could say, oh, what's the use of voting? Your vote has no... I can go on a rant like that, right? I'm not going to go on a rant like that during an election, a key election. Hell, we could have destroyed Trump and his fucking sham lawsuits. We did a pretty good job of it coming out, but we took a lot of heat. after the election. We could have criticized a shitty campaign before the election. We just sat back. I don't want to sway people before an election. But telling people not to vote in two key Senate elections in one state, you don't think that had an effect? That's slamming the brakes on Biden's fucking agenda in its tracks in 2020. Two Senate seats. You wouldn't have won one? What were the margins? The margins were close. Let's look at the margins. Fuck it. Let me dig it up. Okay, I got it. Ossoff, the Democrat, defeated Perdue, the Republican, by about 1% in a runoff election. That's 50,000 votes. And the dopes who were out there saying, don't vote, stop the steal, don't vote. I mean, fucking useful idiots. And Warnock beat Loeffler by 2 points, two percentage points. Just a little bit over one percentage point, Ossoff over Perdue. You think that not telling people not to vote might have had an effect on the election? So that's what I'm saying. The destruction of the GOP. You don't have to agree. I'm fucking witnessing it. I understand. I see things. I don't give a fuck. See, that's the thing. I have no more horses in the race. I don't care. I understand. The whole fucking thing is corrupt to the core. And therefore, when you understand that and you no longer have a side to cheer for, but you can take a step back and say, wow, this is so fucked up. This is corrupt. They're doing this on purpose. Of course they're doing it on purpose. You have career Democrats comprising Trump's cabinet. What did you think was going to happen? Trump was a career Democrat. Magically, right before the general election, he said, oh, I think I'll be a Republican. I'm just pointing things out. Some of you guys need to fucking wake up, man. It's the same people online saying the FBI is corrupt. I mean, where the fuck have you been? But there's plenty of opportunities, folks. If these people are going to walk around like Rip Van Winkle or stunt doubles from The Walking Dead, you can certainly get around these fucking mental pylons. These mental fucking construction pylons. You can certainly get around them and profit from and do pretty well for you and your crew. That's my point. But I just want to point that out. That if the GOP had won just one of those Senate seats, Biden has no fucking legacy. He has no agenda. It goes down in flames. Including yesterday's vote, 2 days ago, whatever the fuck it was, where your taxes are increased now, regardless of who you are. Even if you're making under $10,000 a year, your taxes are going up. And you have 87,000 potentially new IRS agents, and their budget has been increased by 600%. But you're worried about somebody waving a little fucking laser in front of you like a cat toy. Now I'm speaking to the collective, right? So that you can learn what I'm saying as well. Many of you already understand this. I think it's fantastic. I'm not lambasting you. I'm just pointing these things out. Because I know a lot of you take these things we talk about and you take them out into your world and talk about them. It really is a fantastic scheme they have running. So it just keeps going on and on and on. And one play after another, one act after another. It's stunning. How about a little Long Train Running? That seems appropriate. I need a drink of water. This is for Marie Albany. She likes these cats. Little Doobie Brothers. that'll get you going. What?
Well, the Illinois Central and the Southern Central break. Keep on pushing my mud.
Right, fucking rock and roll. Listen, I'm really fucking psyched. I mean, above and beyond all this bullshit we've been talking about. And it's important to break bullshit down to save you from it. I'm throwing you a fucking life preserver, man. Grab onto it. Watch how it plays out. Watch how it plays out. See who goes to jail. Has anybody gone to jail? Just wondering. Everybody's going to jail until they don't go to jail. And again, what fucking does it matter in your life? These people have done you no fucking favors. Not one of these motherfuckers has done you a favor, is my point. Please wake up and help the other people in your life wake the fuck up to understand they are not here to help you. Whether it's media conglomerates, billionaires, fucking influencers, your favorite trading card journalists, politicians on your side, their side, none of them are here to fucking help you. Not one of them. We're on our own out here. That's why it's so fucking key you drill down and take advantage of this chaos. There's opportunity in chaos. I'm trying to teach you this. Opportunity out here. Everybody's fucking distracted and freaking out. You got to zone in, man. Drill down. Get back to basics. Be 2, 3, 4, 5 steps ahead of these people. Fuck's sake. You get one shot at this. One fucking shot. And they don't care if you make it. They don't care if you get wiped the fuck out. In fact, they've tried to wipe you out. Let me get back to what I was saying. I'm so fucking psyched about on Hotwire. I really started to drill down. We have a system now. I'm going to start putting these things out weekly. And it's going to be money, 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 money. What's coming your way? What's coming our way? How we can take advantage of chaos, how we can get a jump on different things, different trends happening in the stock market, happening in commodities, etc. You know, almost 10 years at Citi, I ran into a lot of cats who know their shit. So I'm fucking depending on them and a lot of other folks to give us this intel on top of what we compile here and putting things together in a nice puzzle piece. So I'm psyched. I would say that Hotwire is going to be re-fucking born. And just in time to help us all bootstrap us a little bit, give us a lift. And it's been fantastic, but I want to drill down on it and really start helping it pay dividends, more dividends. I think people are more than happy with it, but I can make it better. We can make it better. And I've set out to do that. And we're going to start doing that in the next 2 days. Again, we have a one coming after this show, and we're going to do another Money One tomorrow.